Let's pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Ephesians, the first chapter, the 11th through the 23rd verses. This morning I'll be reading from the New International Version. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. For the longest time, I really didn't care for All Saints Sunday. The first time I really remember going to an All Saints Sunday service, Bob Bowling was my pastor. Some of you know Bob because I think he was the district superintendent of this district years ago. He was new to town, and he decided he would do something new, and new things don't go well in some churches. You know what I mean? Well, he wanted to have an All Saints Sunday night service. I thought it was a big mistake because it was 1981. My dad died on April the 15th. My brother died on June the 10th. You move into summer, if things were okay, settling down. And then at the end of August, 1st of September, three brothers, their pilot and an attorney, were flying back from Texas, and they crashed in Louisiana and died. Four of the five were members of our church. In October, two 16-year-old boys were going home from school and hit a car head-on and were killed. 2 weeks later, our preacher wants to have an All Saints Sunday. The last thing I wanted to do was sit in a sanctuary and weep for an hour. I really didn't understand the significance of All Saints Sunday. I am better today. I really came to appreciate All Saints Sunday when I went to seminary. My first day in seminary, I was taking a class, and the professor's name was Professor Doug White. He had not been a professor for long. He was an older gentleman. Well, I don't know if he was older than me, but he was an older gentleman. But we were there. He was teaching this class. When we had chapel after that, he begins the chapel service with these words: "Let us join together with those in heaven in worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ." I never heard that. Let us join together with those in heaven who are already worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. A week or so later, I asked him about where he came up with that. And he said, I came up with it because I believe in the communion of the saints. And then he tells me this story. When he was living in Chattanooga, his wife was, he said she was a lottery winning ticket. He won the lottery with his wife. He adored her. He worshiped her. She played the violin, I think, with the Chattanooga Symphony Orchestra. One day she was diagnosed with cancer, and 6 weeks later she was dead. And he said the only thing that kept him going was praying the Lord's Prayer multiple times a day and reciting the Apostles' Creed, especially the third paragraph where you talk about the Holy Spirit. And he would keep repeating, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And then he realized, in reading of the Bible and praying and studying, that our belief is those who've gone on to glory, they spend their day worshiping God. And he realized every chance he was worshiping God, he was worshiping with his wife, and he was comforted. The act of worship comforted him because he knew that he was with his wife worshiping together. And that changed the way I think about worship, and it changes the way I look at All Saints Sunday. We can stop and think about all the saints. On October 31st of this year, that was the last day of Pastor Appreciation Month, and I decided I put on Facebook all the pastors I could remember in my formative years, because most of them have gone on to glory. They're all old, or they've gone on to glory. But I couldn't help but think about all the people, that lives that they had touched throughout their ministry. An unbelievable thing to think that they, as we talk about in Hebrews about that great cloud of witnesses around us, that they're cheering us on. All the people that they touched in their lives, and they continue to touch through us, because we can look back on them and celebrate all the ways that they touched us. I get to think about my parents as saints, Sunday school teachers themselves and principals, all kinds of people. People that poured love into me when I wasn't that loving. I didn't deserve the love they poured into me. And to think about how they have affected my life. They're saints. But we're saints too, aren't we? Paul would write to the church at Ephesus, and he would say, to the saints of Ephesus. Or he would write to Thessalonica or wherever it was, and he would talk about the saints. We live in the tension of being both saint and sinner. Now, some days we're more saint than sinner. And then there are days that we're more sinner than saint. And some days we can flip a coin. But it's good to be known as a part of the body of Christ and be considered saints in the midst of all that's going on. That we're part of the kingdom of God and that we are charged with making a difference in the world for Jesus Christ. To love like Christ loved. To share the good news of eternal life that we have in Christ. It's a beautiful thing to think that we as the body of Christ are bigger than our parts. We can accomplish so much more than our individual gifts when we do it together. This past week, If you're a United Methodist pastor, usually if the bishop says they want you to do something, you do it. It's just, I don't know why, you just need to do it because you serve at their pleasure. I got an invitation to be trained as a facilitator for a certified facilitator of an onboarding process for when a church gets a new pastor. I had the pleasure of having that done to me when I came here. I love the process, and I've done a few because I wasn't certified, but I did them. And I did one for Dondra, and I've done one for somebody else. A wonderful process. So I had to go down to Peachtree Road, United Methodist Church, Tuesday afternoon, 4:30 to about 8, all day Wednesday, and for the first half of Thursday. On Tuesday night, we had to introduce ourselves, and all 24 of us introduced ourselves. On Wednesday morning, I'm getting some coffee, and this younger lady, she was in her 30s, she was a layperson from Tennessee. She came up to me and said, "I know you, and you know me." I said, "I do." "Yes, you do. I've been to your church." "You have?" I said, "Yes. In fact, I've been to your church twice." "Okay." My memory is not that good, I'm going to tell you. And I was scrambling. And then she said, "In 2015, 2016, I was the chair of our church's staff parish relations committee. And we were looking for a family and children, director of family and children ministries, and a lady came and applied, and we hired her, and she became more than just an employee of the church. She became family. She became a dear friend to all of us. We loved her to death. We truly did. And then her husband in 2017 decided he wanted to move to Atlanta. And she applied for a job, and you called me on the phone. You talked to me about her. And she came to work for you. She came in July, and her daughter died in August. And she said, "I want to thank you and your congregation for the way you loved my friend, our church's friend, a member of our church, a dear part of our church. I am grateful that your church did what we could not do for her." I said, "You're welcome." And then I said, "Did you know that she's in Tennessee now?" She said, "Yes." She said that Jennifer had graduated from law school at Georgia State, and they decided to move back to Tennessee, and Jennifer called this lady's name is Mary Beth, called Mary Beth to see if she knew of anybody who needed somebody in their firm. She said, "You know any lawyers that need another lawyer?" And she said, "Yeah, I know one." She said, "Who?" She said, "Me." And so Mary Beth Hagen hired Jennifer Powell to be at her law office as a law clerk till she passes the bar. And all I could say was, "Thank you for loving Jennifer." It's amazing what God can do through people who don't know each other, doing what God has equipped us to do, who wants us to do, to be the saints of the church, to do things greater than we can do individually. To think, it was just an amazing thing. So on Thursday when I was leaving, I said, "I had a good time while I was here, but you have made my week. Because I have gotten to see what the body of Christ, the church can do, that only the church can do when we allow God to work within us." They loved her till we got her, and we loved her till she got them back, and we still love her, and she's doing well. And I praise God for how God has used our church to touch the lives of people in miraculous ways. We take that hint. We take that from our, we get that from God. We get that through the saints. We continue what has already a good work that's been, has begun in us. And the beauty is that Kingswood has been doing it for, 50, I guess it's 55 years now. 55 years? Has anybody been here 55 years? I think it is. Then we have 1968 was when we started. 2018, we had the 50th anniversary. We're 5 years past that. 55 years, I think. 55 years in this community and beyond, we have been making a difference in people's lives. Being the hands and feet of Christ, sometimes in miraculous ways and sometimes in the little bitty, insignificant seeming things where we say something to somebody and it changes them. They sense the presence of God in their life, the love of God in their life, the grace of God in their life, and it changes them. And it's a beautiful thing to think about all the saints who've gone on before us, who might have planted a seed in us about doing good deeds or being loving, or they were loving to us when we weren't loving, or they were gracious when we weren't gracious, or they were forgiving. It's good to celebrate them. It makes us richer. It makes the body of Christ richer. When we stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before us to do even greater things in the days ahead. I'm thankful for all the saints of my life. Are you thankful for yours? And I guess the question is for us, are we saints for anybody else? And if not, why not? Somebody is looking for somebody to look up to. And Jesus is looking to us to be the saints for them. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for all the saints who from their labors rest. We thank you for the love and of those saints for us. We thank you for the love of your love for us. And may that love be multiplied an infinite number as we go to love the world, to make a difference in the lives of people who are hurting, people who do not know you, who do not know your love and your grace and your mercy, those who are heavy laden, those who are sick and infirmed, those who just want to know that they are loved. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.